It's 8:56. We're at 48 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We check in now with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it looks like we were mostly lower yesterday. What are we doing so far today?
We're just off a little bit here this morning as well. Of course, the Cubs celebration is going on in Chicago, and there's supposedly a lot of the traders and businessmen that don't want to fight the traffic and all that today, so it sounds like things are going to be a little bit quiet from that standpoint. Let's check in here. We got December corn down 1 1/4 right now at 3.46 3/4. November beans are down 1 3/4 at 9.78, and we do see the wheat up here a couple higher at 4.14 1/4 right now. From a weekly basis, we're down about 8 cents on the corn, 24 on the beans for the week, and we're up 5 on the wheat for the week here. We do have the crude oil making new lows here, new recent lows, because of the talks going on with the OPEC and that, and that's kind of putting a little bit of pressure on most of the commodities. It seems like the dollar is about unchanged. It's actually traded a little bit higher overnight, so that's settled down some from the big drop that it took earlier in the week here, too. A lot of people are expecting volatility to pick up here as we move through the week next week, going into the election on Tuesday, and then we have the USDA report on Wednesday, and I would expect that we're going to see quite a bit of volatility due to that. On the report next week, the trade guesses basically are looking for unchanged, slightly lower corn production and ending stocks as far as world or United States stocks. On soybeans, production is supposed to be up a little bit, ending stocks a little bit higher, but world stocks are they're looking at to be slightly lower. So that's a little bit surprising from the world standpoint. We are seeing users buying corn below 350 on the December futures. That's giving us support there, the actual cash corn side of it. 360 resistance, we're seeing sales, cash corn getting sold there if we get up into that 360 area, it seems like. On beans, seasonally, we see a move higher here between this November crop report and Thanksgiving time. If we don't see that in the next 10 days or so, that might give us a chance to kind of reevaluate and be a little bit more bearish. So that pretty much wraps things up here for this week.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Brian.
Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us this morning. Let's take a quick check of some current conditions in our listening area. Fog starting to burn off in most areas now. We've got sunshine and 48 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Mostly sunny and 43 in Danville. Partly sunny skies, 46 degrees in both Clinton and Monticello. Partly sunny and 45 in Tuscola. Still some fog in Charleston and Mattoon at last report with 43 degrees. Light fog indicator, 46 degrees. And some fog in Sullivan, also 46 degrees. Sunny skies expected with a high of 62 today. Clear and 41 for the low tonight. Sunny skies once again for the day tomorrow. And a high of 65 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3. Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.